audio version of Michael Lehtman's blog. June 19, 2017, my thoughts on Twitter, June 18, 2017. We came here to be as one music video by my students. 1.
Shoulders, hearts no longer colder. Yeah, we getting bolder out there in the press. Not for the beef, but for the truth. Nonetheless, we the best. And invite all the rest to come join. To the point of no return, just a flip of a coin. I'm not talking heads and tails, son. It's deeper than that. We the light seekers, and it's deeper than rap. What?
We came here to be as one. We came here to be together.
Unita chaque reviente amor reclamado amor por tu hermano. Solo amor.
Unity will save us. It was love that made us. We've been working for the ego, but it never paid us. We were once one, now we're reconnected. Love your neighbor as yourself, now it's in the making.
We came here to be as one. We came here to be together. No matter where you're from.
Кто ты, кто я, в этой жизни танцы. Улыбаемся, строим разные гримасы. С надеждою однажды разглядеть прекрасное.
להיות אחד, להיות חופשי מעל מעבר לעצמי. ואין אתה ואין אני, הכל בינינו. זה רק מי שמחבר פה את הכל. הוא האחד, הוא העגול. והוא קורא לנו לגדול. נחזיק חזק ולא ניפול.
נה 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 נה
from Twitter, June 18, 2017. Punishment for bad deeds. Question from Facebook, does the creator punish people for bad deeds? Answer, the creator doesn't punish anyone. He only corrects. There are no punishments in nature. According to the laws of the wisdom of Kabbalah, even in our world, punishments must be very limited. There is no prison, the death penalty can be decreed once every few decades, and even this is considered to be an exceptional event. There are no punishments from above. There is intention and support when a person is being pushed from behind toward correct deeds. The mistake is his punishment. In other words, punishment is a type of lesson, why you did that and what was bad about it, so that you will learn for the future. But just punishment as punishment for something that you did doesn't exist. There is no connection between what you did and what you got. Instead of what you did, you simply need to learn how to work correctly. Relearning is considered a punishment in our world. From Cab TV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, November 21, 2016. The Power of Unity. Question: what is the power of the miraculous attribute of unity? Answer: the power of unity is derived from people rising above their ego. The idea is not unity itself. Rather, it is a person attaining it by rising above his ego, and in contrast to it, he connects his desire with the desires of others. With this single and unified desire that is created from unity above the ego, a person achieves the wonderful attribute of unity. Nevertheless, a very strong tension is created between the egoistic characteristics that want to sever the connection between us and the altruistic characteristics that connect us above the ego. This potential difference between the plus and the minus creates a state called a spiritual clay within which the Creator is revealed. From the Kabbalah Lesson in Russian, February 19, 2017. A Taste of Spiritual Unity. Question: what is the connection between unity and pleasure from spiritual attainment? I have many friends, and I understand what the pleasure of friendship is. Is this something similar? Answer: I never had many friends. In childhood and as a youth, I had a few friends, and later none at all. I had a friend with whom I studied the wisdom of Kabbalah, but I was already 30 years old then. I do not know what a friend or friendship is in the deepest sense of the word. I can certainly imagine it to myself, but I have never felt or experienced it. I have been quite lonely most of my life. The question about the meaning of existence bothered and tormented me so that I had no aspiration to communicate or be in close contact with people. The wisdom of Kabbalah teaches us to have a different kind of connection, to come closer with a heartfelt connection, internally, not as happens on the physical level. Kabbalah opens a person's heart and he begins to understand what it means to be connected with others as a single whole. But this is on a spiritual level. In our world, there are no sensations of this kind. I have not felt or experienced them, and I feel that other people don't either, because we do not understand what it means to be together with others with a heartfelt, close, and internal connection. The taste of spiritual unity is a reciprocal dissolution into each other. These are not poetic expressions, but a real physical state. From the Kabbalah Lesson in Russian, November 20, 2016. Alone in a Crowd of a Billion, Part 2. Modern society consists of individuals who do not want to be tied to others, or more accurately, they are unable to connect with others, while on the other hand, we understand that without connection to others, we will end up empty and unhappy. We cannot enjoy life in solitude without a family, without children, and without real friends. Everyone suffers from this problem of loneliness, and no one knows how to solve it. A new educational system is needed for this, a powerful and broad system with specialists who understand the root of the problem and the means of resolving it. Otherwise, the problem will progress further. No one will want to marry or have children, the use of narcotics and antidepressants will grow, and terrorism will rise because people will lose all hope for a better future. At one time, a person was a social creature. He lived in a society and felt that he was supported by a large social network of many others. But today, we have developed so much that our egoism does not desire social interaction, making us complete individualists, and modern technological development allows us to easily live alone, spending our time in front of a TV screen, computer, or smartphone. But ultimately, all these toys do not bring a person spiritual fulfillment, and he finds himself lonely and unhappy, feeling that he must fill himself with something. An inner emptiness remains in him. It is always possible to go on another trip to another country, but then you return and again find yourself alone. In other words, a person understands that he needs some kind of additional fulfillment. It seems that we arrived at a red line in our development when we need to decide what to do next. Question: if it is natural for a person to continuously become a bigger and bigger individualist, then why are we not happy to remain alone? Why do we suffer from loneliness? Answer: egoism develops in a straight line and makes us greater individualists, but at the same time, beginning around the 1950s, the system began to lock into a circle and bind us into integral interdependence. The system demands kind, internal, deeper connections between us, not just to have acquaintances at work. We are obligated to fulfill our desire to be in this one system with everyone. A person does not yet understand this desire, so he finds himself developing in two different ways at the same time, linearly and circularly, while subconsciously wanting these two forms to support one another and function mutually. A person does not understand why the world suddenly turned into a small village. He thinks that it is only the scientists, politicians, and corporations that depend on one another and that none of it is relevant for him. But, no, we see that all of nature is locked into a circle. On one side of the world, something explodes, and on the other side, we see the effects because everything depends on everything else. Nature shows us how impersonal and integrated it is. The same degree of integration is now developing in human society, but as yet, this development does not demand integral connection from the individual. We are not yet aware of this need, but soon we will be required to acknowledge it. Nature seeks to bring us closer to one another so strongly that soon we will not have a choice. If we want to guarantee ourselves real inner fulfillment in life, we will need to find the correct formula for connection between us. From Cab TV's A New Life, April 4, 2017. All desires come from the Creator. Question: in what manner are the desires that I feel derived from the desire of the Creator? I thought that they were derived from the environment. Answer: the environment is only a conductor. The general desire within which the general intention, the general thought exists, fills all of creation, and this is the intention of the Creator, which is gradually realized in us and which we gradually perceive. Each one of us and all of us together carry out the actions of the Creator, the thought of the Creator, the program of the Creator, which are basically the same thing. Everything is derived from Him, and there is nothing else in the world, as it is written, there is none else beside Him. Deuteronomy 4:35. We carry out everything that He does with us automatically. Also, by evaluating His actions, we can achieve a state in which we begin to anticipate them through yearning for them, meaning that we can attain a state in which we want particular actions of the Creator from the start. If our desires correspond to His intentions, then we will work harmoniously with Him, and our consciousness streams into His consciousness. This is adhesion of the creature with the Creator. From the Kabbalah Lesson in Russian, January 15, 2017. Only the Creator manages everything. Question: it is typical for a person to think that he has freedom of choice, freedom to desire, to do, to choose. Why is it said in the wisdom of Kabbalah that a person living in this world has no freedom of choice? Answer: if a person only saw in what way he is directed from above, how he was brought, sat down, and that question put into his head, he would then understand that, in fact, he is a puppet on a string, opening his mouth, tapping on a keyboard, and asking questions. That is how it is for each one of us. All of us are puppets on strings. Basically, we are malachim, angels, meaning little beasts, who are carrying out the program of creation through the connection between them. Question: in other words, you are not insulted when you are told you have no freedom of choice, that you are teaching without free choice? Answer: I wish that I could truly carry out all actions in full and absolute connection with the Creator, apparently without any doubts or decisions on my side. What I would truly want is to see how much I am completely managed by Him and that myself has become a zero. After all, everything I feel in the meantime are opposing forces that are acting and saying to me, you are independent, you decide, you act. I would rather see that all of this is not so, because in fact, only the Creator manages everything. From the Kabbalah lesson in Russian, January 22, 2017. And if a person behaves wickedly? Question from Facebook. You say that it is not necessary to correct the person but only the connections between people. But if a person behaves wickedly, is it possible to build a good connection with him? Answer: the person by himself is like an ordinary animal, his attitude toward others is naturally, inherently evil, as it is written, the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth, Genesis 8, 21. After all, the term Adam, man, is determined according to his attitude toward others and toward himself. Question: is it possible to build a connection with him if his attitude toward others is bad? Answer: in this case, it is necessary to put him into a society in which he will feel that he cannot communicate correctly with others, and that is why he loses out in life. He will see how the people around him behave, and through them he will understand that if he doesn't relate to them correctly, he will not create the right connection with them with the right spiritual intention, so he will remain a beast and will end his life in an even worse state than how he began it. From Cab TV's News with Michael Lateman, March 30, 2017.